was paid nothing, ever.
What do you think about all the celebrities with their mass exodus?
Over these numbers, $10 million for Beyonce to step up and back Kamala Harris publicly. $5 million for Megan Thee Stallion. $3 million for Lizzo. $1.8 million for Eminem. I mean, is that normally how it goes? You spend $20 million, you get yourself in debt to try to get a bunch of rich celebrities on stage? I'd never seen that. Maybe I'm ignorant of the fact, but wow.
So Kamala Harris's campaign is now $20 million in debt.
Yes, I posted this video a few hours ago, but I realized something different. TMZ had Oprah on camera, though she rejected to answer some questions. But before we go into that video, this lady had this to say, partaken to the whole Kamala situation. Now a lot of people say, oh, did Kamala lie to the Fed? That is a question, since Oprah is struggling to deny that she was not paid.
So Kamala Harris's campaign is now $20 million in debt, even though she raised $1 billion. This is a person who completely outperformed her opponent month over month in terms of what she raised. Forbes even said that she outperformed him by 5-1 when it came to last minute donors. But her campaign, even though they raised $1 billion, her campaign is now $20 million in debt. She relied so heavily on multimillionaires and billionaires like Oprah Winfrey to come out and support her and endorse her that she didn't roll out policies sufficient enough for the American people. I cannot believe how disconnected with reality her campaign is and how delusional the Democratic Party is to think that people are going to ignore everything that they are experiencing, the high grocery bills, the high gas prices, all of those things they are experiencing. And because a billionaire like Oprah Winfrey or an actress like Julia Roberts tells you to vote for Kamala Harris, you're going to vote for Kamala Harris. I actually saw so many liberals getting super excited every time Kamala had a new celebrity endorsement. But we all know for a fact that these celebrity endorsements are not free. The only reason these celebrities like Magic Johnson, Oprah Winfrey, Beyonce, the only reason these celebrities took time out of their day to attend a rally and encourage us, the American people, to vote for Kamala Harris is because they have been paid, and it looks like they have been paid millions upon millions of dollars to do so. That's the only reason they did it. I don't even believe that some of the celebrities who endorse Kamala Harris are voting for Kamala Harris. Some of them are probably secret Trump supporters. They just get on stage and say they're voting for Kamala Harris just so they can collect a check. I don't know about anybody else, but I have never had a celebrity show up and pay my bills month after month. So I'm not going to take advice from a celebrity on who I should vote for. And it also makes me wonder about Kamala Harris's so-called middle-class background. Come from the middle class, and your mother had to save up to buy a house, all this stuff, and you can't manage a billion-dollar budget? Anybody who voted for Kamala Harris, you should take comfort in knowing that this person will not be running the United States of America. Because in my opinion, to blow through a billion-dollar budget and have a $20 million deficit is only due to gross incompetence. And before anybody asks about Donald Trump's campaign, I can pretty much guarantee you this. If his campaign had a $20 million deficit, people would...
Yes, this is viral on social media. According to this article, Kamala Harris paid Oprah $1 million during her failed presidential bid as part of her $1 billion campaign spending spree. I don't know. Oprah has been confronted by TMZ, and her response tells you everything you need to know. I don't know if you've seen that clip. According to this video recently posted by TMZ, Oprah is shutting down claims she was paid $1 million to host a town hall on behalf of Kamala Harris' presidential campaign, with a talk show legend declaring it all BS. Okay, Oprah, after massive backlash, is now responding to this. It is important I show you this video, but I don't still believe her. Where is this news coming from? Because I've seen these unreliable articles everywhere.
Hey Oprah, good morning. How are you, darling? You're looking very good. How do you think the election went?
Not talking about the election, thank you very much.
Oh, is it true that they paid you $1 million for the endorsement for Kamala?
Not true.
Not true, okay.
I was paid nothing, ever.
What do you think about all the celebrities with their mass exodus? Do you think Prince Harry's gonna lose his visa now that Trump's president? Thank you, Oprah.
Yes, Oprah is still struggling to deny this. I have read about 10 different articles saying the same thing. So Oprah is struggling to tell us that they all lied. What exactly is she talking about? This guy is not happy.
We have no legislative power. We have no executive power. We have no judicial power. So when you're out of power, you're an opposition party. And go and tell all of the people that are sending you and asking you for money, justify what you did, justify what you did wrong, and tell us what you're going to do different. Because what you've done ain't worth a shit. Get your head around that. And all of the Washington-based Democrats farting around, going to wine and cheese parties, and talking about how misogynistic race comes, get your ass out of Washington and go work on a 2026 campaign and do penance to make up for your goddamn arrogance and stupidity. Well, we're going to say we told you so. We told you this identity shit was disaster. We told you to get out in front of public safety issues. You didn't. We told you to have an open process and demonstrate the magnificent and staggering and deep talent that exists in the modern Democratic Party. You didn't. We told you to differentiate yourself from Biden. You didn't. I hate to be some fucking know-it-all, but all of these things are part of the record.
Yes, Oprah is struggling to deny that she was not paid. According to the article I read, it shows that they gave Oprah $1 million to set up where their town hall took place. So I don't get the point why she is refusing to respond to further questions pertaining to this. Not only her, there was this daddy podcast, Kamala was to her, they had to change the location. They paid that lady flight to another location, I think in the hotel, just to set up that place was $1 million. So you can understand how these people spend that money. It was crazy. Just to move to this area was difficult for Kamala Harris to do. So they had to spend their money setting up fake studios. Crazy. Oprah refusing here, to me, I don't want to say she's lying. She should just say, I was being paid to set up a studio, not for anything. That is what Oprah should say. But from all indications, she's just refuting everything. Extremely concerned.
It's to make real change. He's got to not attack the left, not attack everybody. Let them all talk their shit, but unite. Now yeah. It's time to unite everybody.
There are a lot of skeptics out there who don't think President Trump is going to be about unity. What do you say to Joe Rogan's point?
I think what Joe Rogan is saying is absolutely correct. And Donald Trump's going to be focused on those things. Look at the announcements he's already made. One of the key things is he wants to support a constitutional amendment to bring congressional term limits. That is something that overwhelmingly the American people have supported for a very long time. Look at what's happening already across the globe. Qatar wants Hamas out of Doha. You have the Chinese are signaling they want peaceful, not right.
This is the greatest Democrat nightmare at this point. People who wrong Trump or struggle to persecute him are panicking. They are not even sleeping. Some are thinking to flee the country just because of that. If you are not guilty, you will not think like that. It is because you know you did something, and if the person decide to do the same thing to you, it will not be okay. I just pray that Trump should be able to look into his heart and forgive all these people. Yeah, and don't even do anything to them. But for those that actually did, they should face justice. Though Libras have said, oh, Trump want to revenge. Hey, I want you to know what would change after doing this. These people are getting out of hand.
Comes out against Trump.
I don't care if they write that.
So, with that, I'm going to shake it off.
Figure out a way to say thank you.
No matter how you disagree with someone politically, you should never pray for this.
Elected that guy.
You mentioned that guy's name. He's such an absolute prick. I can't stand him. But anyway, it's just my thought bubble out loud. We took a look at some of their reactions to the news of Trump's win. Look at this.
Hey there. How are you doing? If you watch this show regularly, I'm guessing you're not doing great. Yeah, me neither.
Let's be honest. It was a terrible night last night. It was a terrible night for women, for children, for the hundreds of thousands of hardworking immigrants.
What will the rest of us be doing on day one? Now's the time to stand in solidarity with our friends, with our neighbors.
Well,
Bishop Vigano, he says that the